This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. Those are protesters in France chanting no deportations. All this week, French police have been clearing out a makeshift camp in the northern port town of Calais, known as the jungle. That camp is hundreds of illegal migrants there, mainly from Afghanistan, were living there. And the migrants had hoped to cross the English Channel and get into Britain. The BBC's correspondent Emma Jane Kirby was there to watch the police as they moved in and dismantled this camp. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
So why was this camp made and others like it? Why are they there?
Well, basically, these migrants or refugees are desperate to get to Britain because some of them have relatives who are already in Britain and they'd like to join them. Others already speak a bit of English. But most of them say they want to go because they believe the services in Britain are good, that they could be helped. And also, we don't have a national identity card system in Britain. And they say it's much easier for them to get a job in the black market there than it is, say, in France.
Well, some of these people paid massive amounts to these smugglers to try and get them into France and then over the English Channel into Britain. And yet they got to these camps. This one they closed was called the Jungle. They got to these camps and the conditions there were just horrible. Here's one migrant talking about his life in the camp.
Jungle is not life. Is nobody help there? Is no clothes, no shower, no food.
So they were living in terrible conditions, some of them for months. Where do they go now? Are they going to go back to Afghanistan or wherever it was that they came from?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to say that these are desperate men. You are quite right in saying the conditions are terrible. I've been following some of the migrants for many months now. I've been into the camps. They are living in the most appalling conditions. It's like a little shanty town based on a landfill site. Basically, there used to be 800 men living there, one tap for 800 men, no sanitation whatsoever. You can imagine the smell of that place. Everybody has scabies. You don't just feel the fleas, you can actually see them. But what has happened now? 276 people were taken away from the camp when it was closed earlier this week. Most of the men have been taken to detention centres in the south of the country. They'll be offered the chance to apply for asylum in France. That doesn't mean they're going to get it. Or they'll be given help to return home, or they'll simply be deported. Now, there were more than 100 children in that camp. I met children as young as 12 who'd made the journey by themselves, unaccompanied, all the way from Afghanistan, because they are so desperate to start a better life in Britain.
Well, they've been living kind of a limbo there because Britain has said that it will not take these migrants. So what made the French move in now? Why did they decide to dismantle these camps at this moment?
Well, they always said they were going to do that this year. They said it was a shame of France to have men living on French soil in such appalling, degrading conditions. But they couldn't do it, of course, as winter set in. We're now in coming to the middle of autumn. It is getting slightly cooler here, and they wanted to do it before it really started to get bitterly cold. What is very interesting, though, is there used to be 800 men in that camp. Only 276 were arrested this week. So where did all the others go? Already, some of them are back in Calais, sleeping rough now on the streets, but still determined to jump on those lorries to hide away in trains, trying to get to Britain.
Emma Jane Kirby, a BBC Paris correspondent, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.